I know that my Redeemer lives. Those are the words with which we started our Mass today as we're singing our entrance song. I know that my Redeemer lives. It was the certainty of that fact that caused us to come up this nave in that procession going towards the altar. It was the certainty of that fact that caused us to venerate the altar, because it is the altar of Christ. It is the certainty of that fact that caused us to be sprinkled with water that was blessed to remind us of our baptism, the occasion on which we entered into that deeper relationship with Christ. It is the certainty of that fact that caused us to listen to the words of Scripture and to be reminded that if we have that certainty, then indeed we will bear fruit. Because this is what Jesus expects of his people. He wants us to bear fruit. But the only way in which we can bear fruit, fruit that will last, is that we have to continue to remain in him. So he pleads with us on this day, remain in me. And really, what does that mean? In order for us to understand this, I'd like us, well, some of us may not have been at Mass yesterday, but your little assignment, you know, I love to give people assignment. I would like you to go back to yesterday's readings at Mass, and to look at the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, because that reading ended up with the words that the disciples were filled with joy and the Holy Spirit. The disciples were filled with joy and the Holy Spirit. And the only way that those disciples could have been filled with that joy and that Holy Spirit was the certainty of knowing that their Redeemer was alive. And then that joy would become the first fruit that they would be bearing. Joy. Joy is a hallmark of anyone who says he or she is a Christian. Joy. You know the thing about it? Is that we see so many long-faced Christians in the world today. And it reminds me of a story of something that happened in Jamaica many, many years ago. That this little boy was walking to church with his grandma. And he saw all of these people who were going to some other church. And they all had long faces. And he said to his grandma, why is it that those people have such long faces? And grandma said, because you know sometimes we use these words without thinking, grandma says, oh, it's because they're Christians. And so as they walked along, he came across a donkey with his long face, and he said, grandma, there's another Christian. So you see, Christians are supposed to be joyful people. They have that joy because they know that the Lord is alive. And therefore, joy is something that is infectious. We can spread that to other people. And we can only have that joy, as I said, if we know that our Redeemer lives. So do we know that? And then in the first letter of John that we heard for a second reading, then John says, let us love. Let us love one another. Let us love not in words, but let us love in deed. Love in action. Because there are so many people who can say, I love you, but then they're stabbing you in the back. But true love means, I love you so much, I will give my life for you. That's what love means. And I always say that if there is one person in the world that you don't love, it means that there is not even one person in the world that you actually love. Because we either have love or we don't have it. And if we have it, then we know it. And that's the fruit, another fruit that we'll bear. So, when we bear that fruit, we're saying, I am remaining in Jesus. So Jesus said, when we remain in him, then we will believe in him and we will accept the word that he speaks to us. Therefore, my sisters and brothers, do we want to bear fruit? Or do we want to be cut off? Because if we are in the church and we are not bearing fruit, then actually, you know, we cut ourselves off. We cut ourselves off from that source of that joy, the source of that love. And then we become barren and would never ever bear fruit. So if we'd like to bear fruit, and if we recognize the fact that we have not been bearing fruit as we should, then let us ask Jesus himself to prune us. That's what he does. He says, you will be pruned so that you may bear much fruit. So let us ask for that pruning. And part of that pruning takes place in the confessional. When we realize that we have not been bearing the kind of fruit that we should, then we go to the confessional and we say, Father, I need to be pruned. And after that pruning, we will start to bear fruit, fruit that will last. And that is what we take into the world. We take ourselves with the fruit, the joy, and the love. And by these things, we will transform our world.